Okay. Now, first off, could you state your name and address?
Okay, my name is Rosa McNeely. I live at 2109 Wakefield Street, Alexandria, Virginia.
Okay, and today is September 13th, 2005. My name is Melanie Paluta. Okay, to start with, did you enlist in the Army?
Yes, I did, in 1973.
Did you start in ROTC, or did you just go straight in after college or before college? Or
no, I came in right after high school.
What made you choose the Army? It is the Army, right?
Yes, it is the Army. Well, we had a female recruiter come to our high school, and she talked about the service and just the way she talked about what she was doing,
mm-hmm.
and just the uniform and just the whole idea of being able to travel and leave the city where I grew up in. I thought it was exciting, and that's mm-hmm. what drew me at first.
Well, I noticed that your maiden name is Herrera, which is Hispanic, so
yes.
Do you come from that background?
Yes, I was born in Mexico,
and
then we immigrated to California when I was starting elementary school.
So from what that recruiter presented to you, do you feel like you had a realistic view of what the Army was like?
I think initially, because when I came in, we were the Women's Army Corps, so it was a whole different perspective then
mm-hmm.
than what it is now. And so at that time, yes, she was, I mean, she didn't hide anything. She was pretty clear to what I was undertaking, and everything was what I expected.
Mm-hmm. That's good. It's would not be pleasant to be surprised there.
No, and I wasn't.
So did you first go into boot camp right away?
Yes. Well, I was on the delayed entry program.
Mm-hmm.
So I signed up in June, and then in November, I went to Mexico for 2 months, 2.5 months. I came back, and in November, I took the oath, and then went to Alabama for mm-hmm. basic training.
What was basic training like?
It was... I was very shy in high school, didn't have very many friends, so it was hard. It was very hard for me, just meeting new people, and but at the same time, it was exciting because we were learning a lot, and you know, you hear people talking about the different places where they came from, and it was just neat to hear all that
mm-hmm.
And to meet all these new people from, you know, different places in the U.S.
All over the U.S., I'm
yes.
sure. Was the physical side of it hard, too? Or
no, the physical part wasn't so difficult. I think I was in pretty good shape when I started out,
mm-hmm.
and at that time, we didn't have the current physical fitness program that we have,
mm-hmm.
so we ran, I think it was like a quarter of a mile. I can't remember what the requirements were, but it wasn't very strenuous.
Hmm.
Yeah, I was able to do that. The hardest thing for me was being able to interact with all these folks in a open environment where we had open sessions and everybody had to talk about their background, and it was just difficult for me, so I had to force myself. And then while I was there, they put me in a leadership position, so it was even harder for me, where I had to give orders, and I was a squad leader, and then I was part of the DLP program. I can't remember what the acronym stands for, but I know we forget these. But it was exciting, and at the same time, it was, you know, it was kind of, I was anxious all the time, didn't know what to expect next.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a good time.
Mm-hmm. So how long did basic training last?
It was 9 weeks, I think.
9 weeks.
Yes.
And then what did you go in as an officer after that? Or?
Well, I was enlisted for, I went to AIT, Advanced Individual Training,
mm-hmm.
and I was a dental assistant, and then became a dental hygienist, and did that for 4 years, and then I got out. And I got out to go to college. I had the GI Bill,
mm-hmm.
so I went back to California and went to Cal State Los Angeles. I majored in psychology, but I knew all along that I was going to come back in the Army, because that's what I wanted to do. But I got my my degree and then came in through OCS as an officer.
Mm-hmm. So you're in the medical branch then? Or did
no,
you?
No.
Okay, all
the Army in all its wisdom decided, okay, I was a dental hygienist as an enlisted soldier. And then when I was in the reserves, I was in the reserve for 5 years while I was going to college. I was a medical assistant and worked at the General Hospital there in Los Angeles and with my reserve unit as a kind of like a nurse's aide. And so when they asked me what I wanted to do when I came back in as an officer, well, my choice was medical field because that's what I knew. And the Army looked at what they needed and decided that I would be a good ordnance officer, so I went into maintenance. So I went from teeth to tanks.
Okay.
Which was okay.
That's an interesting difference.
Yes.
I kind of know the answer to that. What was most difficult about being in the Army? Was the life, the structure of it, you know, all the hierarchy and everything, was that hard to deal with coming out of a family like yours, or was that easy?
Well, the discipline, I grew up in a family with just the mother a single mom, and she was a disciplinarian, so the discipline was not new to me going into the Army.
Mm-hmm.
I think what initially I might have had problems with was just the lack of privacy. And then I grew up in a big family, there were five in our family, but just so many people and just constantly surrounded by large numbers of folks, that I think that was the difficult part. And then just some of the ideas of people coming in the Army and the reasons why they came in the Army. At that time we had folks that were in the Army because it was either they were going to jail, or you know they were out on the streets, or they were a discipline problem. Some of them didn't even have high school degrees, and so just having to interact